Do y'all need me to sign something?
This is Dr. Ali dictating history, physical, patient, and lower, LOAR, gene, GENE, date of birth, 12/29/1938. Place, which is village, date of service, 10/20/2023. Is history and physical, history of present illness. This is a 84-year-old gentleman. He was admitted to John Hopkins Hospital. He presented to the hospital feeling short of breath, fell off to the ground, was not able to get up, was feeling weak, ambulatory dysfunction. Patient does have multiple medical problems, including history of AFib. He has been on atenolol, warfarin, hypertension, aortic stenosis, status post TAVR, TAVR, 2019, hypertension, pulmonary hypertension, macrocytic anemia, diffuse lymphadenopathy of unknown etiology, prostate surgery, status post TURP, CKD. Patient was brought to the hospital. Patient was evaluated. Patient denies head trauma, denies loss of consciousness. Patient roommate is called the ambulance. Patient was evaluated in the emergency room. He was complaining of lower extremity weakness and generalized weakness. He denies any chest pain, fever, chills, and no urinary symptoms. Patient also explained that he lived with his friend. We help him on the daily activities if needed. Hello. Hello. Meditation कर रहे हैं. मैं निकलूँगा तो 6:30 बजे. फिर 5:30 बजे. मैं call करूँगा निकलूँगा.
Excuse me. Do you happen to be the doctor for Kika?
Name of the patient?
Annie. Wellborn?
No, she's not. A patient was apparently recently hospitalized, MedStar Union Memorial for syncope. But this time he was evaluated at John Hopkins. He was has a thrombocytopenia, macrocytosis, MACROCYTOSHS, anemia.
Can Yaro please call the front desk?
Multiple joint pain and inflammatory consistent with gout flare.
Could definitely just dial.
Uric acid was elevated.
From the profile, it should be the inflammation.
Lymph patient has a lymph node biopsy done.
But there are nurse practitioners
that are designated. Preliminary road.
That are available.
Monotonous small lymphocyte. It is not high grade lymphoma, but they cannot exclude low grade lymphoma. Need to wait for cytometry result.
So yes.
Hematology team was notified. However, this is indolent, indolent lymphoma, which does not necessarily require treatment in the absence of cytopenia or symptoms.
Oh, Wellborn. Yeah, I don't think he's interesting. You can use the name of, yeah, you can use his name.
So they advise follow-up, biopsy report need to be followed up. Patient has a known chronic left lymphedema all his life, he told me. While in the hospital, they advise, they give him steroid, prednisone, and cortisone for gout flares, and advise slowly taper off CKD, and hyperkalemia was managed. Atrial fibrillation maintained on warfarin, admission INR was 4.0. Subsequently, after stabilization, they restarted warfarin and adjusted the dose. He has a severe aortic stenosis, status post TAVR. He used to be on amiodarone. Initially infusion, subsequently converted to oral amiodarone. Severe pulmonary hypertension noted. He was given diuretics for fluid overload. Elevated AST, ALT, bilirubin that was monitored. After stabilization, patient was, he also has a bilateral hydronephrosis, 6 millimeter left ureter stone, history of prostate cancer, status post resection. Foley catheter was placed in the emergency room. And patient was discharged on Foley catheter, outpatient follow-up urology. Past medical history, as I mentioned, number one CHF, number two hypertension. Today when I saw the patient, he's lying on the bed, no headache, no dizziness, no shortness of breath, feeling weak and tired, generalized weakness, and both legs are weak, but no cough, no congestion, no chest pain. Past history, CHF, number two hypertension, number three.
What did they go on the move?
AFib, number four, aortic stenosis, status post, TAVR, pulmonary hypertension, macrocyclic anemia, and diffuse lymphadenopathy, CKD, prostate cancer, allergy not known, social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug, he lived with a roommate. They help each other, have no children. Brewer system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, chronic leg edema. Skin is a chronic scarring, both lower extremity and chronic lymphedema. Gentle urinary hematuria, neuronosyncope, has a Foley catheter in place and clear the urine coming out. Neuronosyncope. Physical, patient is awake, alert, oriented, M3. Blood pressure 120 over 72, pulse 76, temperature 98 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse ox 96%. Adenomyosis, normophilic, isogenic, cardiac, no urine discharge, throat clear, next approximate chest, not tender, lungs clear. Heart SMS 2 abdomen solved, not in walls and past extremities. Bilateral chronic lymphedema, chronic skin scarring, both legs. Neuro is awake, alert, oriented, M3. And a generalized weakness reported. Patient has a cervical spine x-ray, no acute cervical spine abnormality noted. Assessment, patient is admitted to the hospital. Number one, generalized weakness, status post fall. Number two, atrial fibrillation. Number three, aortic stenosis, status post TAVR. Next line, amyloid dysfunction. Next line, pulmonary hypertension. Next line, macrocytic anemia. Macro, M-A-C-R-O, macrocytic anemia. Next line, diffuse lymphadenopathy, status post, lymph node biopsy. Preliminary reading, indolent, I-N-D-O-L-E-N-T, indolent lymphoma, but final report still pending. Next line, urinary retention, required Foley catheter, seen by urology. History of prostate cancer, history of anemia, history of diffuse lymphadenopathy, history of thrombocytopenia. Medications upon discharge. Tylenol 650, Q6 hour PRN. zirconium, 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 zirconium for hyperkalemia, 1 packet. Daily if needed for hyperkalemia, naxalin and warfarin, 7.5 milligram. Alternating with the 5 milligram. For AFib and mantra PTNR, keep INR between 2 and 2.5. Colchicine 0.6 mg daily. Vitamin D 1000 units daily. Amiodarone 200 mg daily. For AFib, folic acid 1 mg daily. Protonix 40 mg daily. Flomax 0.4 mg daily. Miralax 17 mg daily. Oxycodone 5 mg Q4 hour PRN. Atenolol 50 mg daily. Humalog sliding scale coverage. Lasix 40 mg daily. Lantus-insuline, 3 units subcutaneous once a day, central ointment for the skin, plan of care will continue all his current medication, extensive PTOD rehab, next line, code status. Patient alert, re-entered M3, code status discussed with him, he wants to be DNR. Medical management as necessary, he said yes. At this point, we'll continue our scan medication, follow-up lab electrolyte, discuss with the nursing staff. This is the end of the vacation. Thank you.